friends. All right, I'll see you out there. Okay. Yeah? It's not very cold.
No?
Doesn't seem like you have any frost, so it didn't freeze. First, it did, it's not frozen anymore. So anyway, bye. Okay. They're walking. It's not cold, but it's been humid. Oh, I haven't made a recording in a while. Really, there's not much happening. Oh, I'm bored. I think that's where a lot of my stuff comes from, is just being bored. And so, when you're bored, you need to get creative. So I need to, I don't know. Still working on some projects. I need to, what was I going to say? Work on some projects. Write some. There's some good things just to stay out of trouble. Might be interesting to work on a moo. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, I got my new glasses. Lisa really likes how I look now. She goes, "Hey, it looks so different." And she likes it, so that's positive. If it was like, "Oh, you look different," it's like, "Ugh, I think you look stupid." That would be bad. So. I'm getting used to a much smaller glasses, and it's different, it's definitely different. I used to look through, I used to not have to move my head to look at things, because the lenses were so much bigger. And so, kind of getting used to that. I don't know exactly what to do. Thank you. maybe. Playing with a moo would be fun. To get... This is a creative endeavor. We're getting so much into other things. Where you play e-books and things like that. You can tell a bit of a story with a moon. Or try to accomplish what you'd like to accomplish. The whole, like, take the Mariner's Log, for instance. It's really more of a study in restrictions more than anything else. To say that in pre-Earth life, you were stuck, spirit body, living with Father. Our concept of not being able to do too much. But that freedom was ahead with the plan. And that each thing is kind of a preparation for the next, or can be viewed that way. When you have freedom, you can do as you wish with time. Spend it well, and what you get is more freedom, more liberty, more capacity, capability. And if you don't spend it well, then you lose those things. So, turn that into a mood-like environment, a mood-like game. Da-da-da. Oh, the change of season. Actually, all the crap being blown into the air by the wind. Stirring up the allergies. Interesting creative endeavor. It's put together something like that. That is, good. Bringing concepts like repentance. How is one supposed to repent? Environments are excellent for doing this kind of thing. Because it approximates reality much better that way. At least life, approximates life better. Although you'll have to populate the place with a ton of non-player characters. So that would be really, well, that would be a heck of a labor. A lot of repercussions of it that you couldn't screw with. People say, oh, I'll create characters now, give myself this thing or that thing. I'm trying to game the system. And as you although such a thing is allowable and it has within it the capacity to, I wouldn't say really hide stuff, but I was thinking, you know, poor non-player characters, according to how kind or generous you are to them, give you something in return. you know, some kind of altruism point. But that you let other people create altruism points too. Although they don't, you know, they aren't the same thing. Kind of the concept of, it's easy to be kind to your friends. How are you at being kind to your enemies? Almost have, well, what you ought to have is unlimited economies so that people can operate on whatever level they choose to. But that there is one authentic economy that really merits you something. That death really means something. You don't want to die, you don't want to kill somebody else. Sometimes you have to. But things can be mitigated. Anyway, so that might be an interesting creative effort, lead toward something, set up the system and let it run, see what happens. And if you leave ability open enough, that allows for the kind of earth life that I think is more authentic. You can't make a simulation that's terribly authentic. But it can have enough in there. To play games with. Maybe just like other games, other opportunities, it might be very, well, Mickey out of traditional moose stuff. So it's gonna be text based. Works for me. I struggle with this other stuff. It's not text based. I have all that capability, but also have kind of a an underlying engine. It's counting up other things. You also want to have something of a counterfeit system to try to catch the, you know, to try to attract those who want to game the system so that you can see that they're trying to game the system. But there are no tricks. You really have to become a different sort of a person. There needs to be sleep time. During sleep time is when you hello puppy dog. Go home. Go home. Go home. Anyway, there was a dog, obviously. First time I really run into a dog out here. I think people are getting to the point where they feel like it's not too cold, so they'll let their dogs out in the mornings. Well, that's a good thing, but that's what people choose to do. Anyway, have these other. Keep it free form. Let stuff form around what it forms around. Keep the base there. A game that's really, you know, go out and kill each other. They can choose to do that. Have to figure out how game entry will be people have to come with certain skills and abilities. Discover them. I don't know at what point it wants to be done. Maybe we want to start everybody kind of the same place. You're leaving home. Parents give you gifts. So I need to contemplate this whole spiritual economy thing. What things are being tracked? It needs to be somewhere. The whole point of God is not to be too vague about the criteria. How that figures into things. So, I have to figure out how that works. Care for the poor is a big thing. But that having stuff confiscated from you is a neutral. It's not a question of giving it willingly. It's a question of how you treat others. Even if a poor house is set up, depends on how you do things. And then we need there to be climate changes. We have in the Book of Mormon makes clear, and you can see it in the Old Testament, although it's not mentioned, or nor is it clear, the kind of cycles that people go through: righteousness, evil. The non-player characters can certainly run by interesting cycles. And, you know, spiritual, political, things like that. C- corruption versus a basic lack of corruption. Different governmental types coming and going. Countries rising and falling. Boy, though, that'd be an interesting programmic way of looking at things. To set these cycles in motion and to see what happens. Of course, I don't really... I don't really know when certain major events will occur. And how people will figure into them. It's tempting to shove all the players into some kind of constrained middle class. So that they can't screw up the story, but frankly, don't bother. There's going to be plenty of players that play those big roles, that get those kinds of positions. But as you get positions, you can make economic decisions that affect your people. You can have a governmental style. We need to come up with kind of a set of generic non-player characters who you can just say that there are thousands of. And that you can find your way somehow through them. And that jobs come and go, the ability to do this or that. There's always an economy in hunting and gathering. There's always an economy in farming. But there are other things to do too. I don't know how you work all that. I think you have to keep the economy rather small and make the generation of value very simple. You go to school, you learn a trade, you take certain raw materials and turn it into something that makes something, and that you really can't, well, try to make it so you can't really gain it. There's a combination of a lot of things. Can you get that knowledge? Do you have that skill set? And if you don't, it doesn't matter how experienced you become in the game and how you know how to make things. Stuff like that. You You might, one might just not have the resources to do so. Have kind of a incentive for not being on the game, gaining too much, not making adequate money. And that needs to be obvious. When you come back on, it needs to tell you how long you've been away and therefore how much money has been made. And it needs to include the calculation of it tracks how long you've been online too in a set period. And then if you're online too much, it starts to curtail your money making ability, you know, your income. You have to take into account sleep and work. The game is mostly a measure of what you do in your free time. If you're robbing too much from sleep and work, then you know, you're curtailed a bit, not just money. Well, you always take sleep off the top. You're required to get adequate sleep. 8 hours a day, every day, without fail. So you have to drop some rules. You may have to run the clock a little faster. But things are measured in a different measuring system and this virtual body you have, because you do want things to progress faster. You don't want it to be a a normal lifespan. You only want people to be on for maybe an hour, hour and a half a day at most before it starts affecting things negatively. You're just not making enough money to make ends meet. Of course, it doesn't take away from the fact that somebody can have a really excellent job. We need to have a tax system. you really kind of end up having a family that's kind of given to you. You end up choosing the times and circumstances of childbirth. I think a reasonable time frame for a game to play through is approximately 2 months. We want to make So we're going to start the game at your marriage. Parents giving you away, become an independent person. The obviousness that independence can be quite difficult. You can get rid of your wife if you like. And that needs to be a pretty active non-player character as well. There needs to be a certain accommodation. They're not slaves. You have to take care of them. Children too. The game to be a juggling act where different people, where there's already a lot of struggles to be built into it. Your occupation doesn't have to be one of them. But keeping your family together is. God scores you very poorly if you don't keep your family, or if you neglect your children. These are big, huge, monstrous problems. Your parents give you a piece of land. Thank you. some things that God can influence. Like crops. Still cycles. If you're having a famine, God can mitigate it a bit, but not so much so. Maybe you can pull a miracle stunt. People are happy or not. If they're not happy, there's a better chance that some player can take over a government. We need to have possibilities for war. So we need to have different countries. How they feel about each other. And the fact that you can certainly become a leader of a country, and when you are, insofar as you keep your people happy, they will, a reasonable majority will do what you want them to do, including going to war and stuff like that. They will be led by something. Sometimes it's just led by circumstances. There will always be kind of a political undercurrent. There are ways that you can affect it. It seems really complicated. You can only really do a simulation of parts of society, so we need to keep things kind of constrained. But I think the ability to be a leader and to do kind of a kingdomish kind of economy game, I think is good. I think we need to have it so that you can only work through surrogates. You can't actually kill someone, but you can contract with somebody else to do it. Can't participate. You know, there's not a melee place. Well, I guess there needs to be for those kind of things. Thank you. always, you don't want to constrain them so much. That they're shoehorned, you want to leave as much open as possible. You may want to you want to make the knowledge of you may only want a few kinds of work. Needs to all be production based. Things need to pop up that either require your participation or not. And then you just go on. You do want to have that thing where it doesn't matter how much you know about the game. Circumstances can still intervene. There's still sicknesses to be faced. There's still, you know, you make space for you're sick. Either you can seek healing, which may or may not work, or you can just play the odds that you'll get well. Or that you'll die. And it's really your choice as to how you want to face things. And the really great thing is that since God is quite steady, you can almost predict him given circumstances. You want repeat players of the game to to learn from the experience so they can play the game better next time, at least from a God standpoint. Of course, they can all, there's several ways of playing the game. And you have to provide for kinds of awards for those sorts of people. Because that's where life is. There are many rewards, and not necessarily good ones. Fame, fortune, stuff like that. But there's an eternal economy that has to be dealt with. Almost the building up of of good points on how one handles repentance. I don't want to leave it out, but it seems like since the course of the game is a rather short period, that your test is going to have to be handled a little differently. You can't really repent for what you've done, because it doesn't really track what you've done. It only tracks by how much of this or how much of that you have in a spiritual economy. Therefore, all you can do is change your life and behave differently. If you're going to choose to be a leader, you have to be a leader that really tries to help people. That wants to make life better. Heck, a socialist is not necessarily a bad person. Some people say, oh no, you can't be a person of God and have socialism. And you go, it depends on how you do it. Depends on how you do it. There's my family, all waving at us. We all love to wave at each other. It's a nice circumstance. Oh well, I'm almost to the end of my walk. Interesting thing to talk about. We'll have to. I think it would be a good exercise, except to say, how will you handle things like repentance that can't be direct, because you really can't. I don't think the computer model can really adequately track everybody's good and bad activities. It's really going to have to be, from this time forward, you behave differently. Leadership is going to have more to do with what you choose to do with your money and what you receive. It's always going to have to come back to the personal. You get to make large decisions like going to war and how much the treasury you take, how it's spent, I guess. But anyway, so okay, I'm home. I need to stop now. Interesting idea. Good time to fill the time while I'm waiting for something better to come along.